This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. We have a special week we want to talk about next week. And of course, it helps people that are dealing with hunger and homelessness. So it's National Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week, November 18th through the 22nd. So of course, I have to talk to my friend, CEO and president of the Fort Wayne Area Rescue Mission, Mr. Thomas MacArthur. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Melissa. Thank you so much for reaching out today.
Yeah, we want to know all about this. I know there's a lot happening, so we kind of want to do a rundown. What does the week look like starting on Monday the 18th?
You bet. Well, first off, the whole week is really designed and focused nationally to bring attention and awareness to the crisis of homelessness that exists in every major city across our country.
Yes.
When I travel and connect with other CEOs of other rescue missions throughout the country, 320 of us working together.
Wow.
Partnered together, I hear the same thing over and over. Homelessness is a crisis that's sweeping across the country, and we have to do some things, bring awareness to that. We
Yes.
have to engage, because every number that we see is a person.
Amen.
Every person has a story, and we believe that they are cherished people that God loves and wants to bring the good news and hope of Jesus to them. So
Amen.
This whole week is oriented around bringing awareness in a variety of different ways. And we're going to start off on Monday, the 18th, with a press conference over at our brand new
Yay.
Women's location, Karis House.
Woo.
And it's a dedication ribbon cutting. As we've gotten settled in that space, it used to be the YWCA building.
Okay.
We are finding a new home there. We're going to have this ribbon cutting to honor the past and celebrate the future that God has for us, and invite those that are part of the ribbon cutting to come in and see, get some tours, some refreshments, and just really celebrate what God has done to bring us to that place.
Yes. And what time is that?
That's going to be at 10 a.m. and you'll be able to see things on the news and all that stuff in the evenings. It's a private dedication ceremony, but you can join us in the prayer of that event.
Yes.
And the encouragement that it gives to all the women and women with children that we're serving in that space, to our staff and to all the partners that it takes. It takes a whole bunch of us to do this work together. On Tuesday, we are doing a donation drive. So we've got a set list of items that you can drop off at our treasure house. And these are items that will go directly to those that are in need, and those that are experiencing a crisis of homelessness. That's all day Tuesday. Wednesday, we've got a panel discussion.
Oh.
Different leaders throughout the community, we're going to come together and share the ways in which we work together and the things that we see and,
yes.
and the challenges that we face. And so it's really about collaborating and coming together. Thursday, we've got an encouraging day to suggest, hey, skip your lunch.
Yes.
And what you would spend in your lunch, give that to a nonprofit in our community. The Rescue Mission is a great way to be able to give, but you could give to any nonprofit that's doing this work of food insecurity and homelessness in our community. And then Friday is a day of prayer. We
Nice.
Cannot do this without Jesus,
Yes.
without the power of the Holy Spirit working in
Amen.
Us. And we need to be filled. So we're crying out, calling out at the prayer works space. We'll be there praying from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you can stop by, but take a moment, take 5 minutes and just
Yes.
ask God to move miraculously, provide supernaturally for the work that he's doing right here in our community.
We are so thankful for the work you do there, Thomas, and your whole team and crew. I know we've been working together for years, even before you came to town, and we love it you're in that position. And we are here to support the Fort Wayne Area Rescue Mission, knowing the great outreach that you do. So here's what I'm going to do, Thomas. I'm going to put all of that information on my Conversations page, so you can click on it now, or we can go to your website, which is what?
Our website is fwrm.org.
Okay. Thomas, bless you, friend. We love you guys.
Thank you. We love you, too.
It's all at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.